can't rap. Well, what do you know? The dead org is first up to bat. No batteries included and no strings attached. No holes barred. No time for move faking. Gots to get to loose so I can bring home the bacon.
All right, we are back. We are back with another episode of The Scenario. Matt, a.k.a. the King of the North, is here. We're ready to hold it down in the wedding edition. It was technically an hour and a half, but I had to cut it down to 20 minutes. So,
Doug, I'm concerned that they ran for an hour and a half. I had private conversations. Schemes got aligned.
Yeah, I took all that
All stuff. Sorts of things happened. And it's going to be like the anthology edition going to come out.
Yeah, like way later. Oh, no, like, I kept them files just in case. Just on some funny shit.
In like 10 years, the anthology edition
like
will come
back,
out.
Like the back door, like, oh, man, that's
the new, that's the new standard, though, man. When people get married, a podcast got to happen.
That may be what we do.
Put together a collection of wedding podcasts. Well, see, like, we got to go back. Like, Teddy got to get married again.
Yeah. Who's up next, though? I'm trying to think.
Adrian caught the thing.
Yeah, no, I gave it to him.
That's true. We made sure he caught it. That's the way I
Yeah. No, man. You know, I was shout to Adrian. But I explained it at the beginning of the podcast, letting people know, you know, the I'm with Roy, the I'm with Roy hashtag, you know, if you want to follow, you know, supporting Roy through his debacle during this toast. Roy lost himself for a second and forgot where he was.
Roy got lost in the sauce, man.
No, for the record. Behind the scenes, Roy drank so much before we, because we took pictures before the wedding. So we talking about around 2 o'clock.
Okay.
Roy took all, and I gave everybody gift bags. I gave everybody 4 shots in their bag. We gave them the t-shirts, all kinds of little shit. Roy drank his 4 shots before we got on the elevator to go down. Keep in mind, he didn't get in the room till 1:30.
Oh my God.
Plus we had a shot of Crown, Crown Apple. Then we had a shot at the Crown Rust or some shit like that. That new Crown, like, rye. Crown rye.
Yeah.
We had a shot of that as well. Then Roy drank 2 of Teddy's, 3 of Theon's, and this is all before anything has happened. We ain't even back to my room to drink before the reception, after the reception, nothing like that.
Oh, my God.
So Roy is on full. Like, if you're talking about a handle that's on, like, literally, is where, like, where the gas is spilling out and you didn't fill up your car too much, Roy is at the point where it's,
Roy
like,
is right, the gas that's on the floor.
Exactly. So, and he went up there, because when he started doing the toast, I was like, I know, I'm looking, and I'm like, I know he's not going to complete the sentence. Dude, he completed the sentence, I jumped up under that table.
I looked over at you right away.
And I felt, I was
like, oh, this is crazy.
You was fucked up too, though.
Oh, I was out of there.
Was you out of there beforehand, or like because of the open
Not
bar situation early for the
still,
for the open bar situation? Oh, you're talking about this is you progressively went.
Yeah, I progressively get this. Yeah, I got there early, so I just went and drank down at the casino for a
while. Oh, before the win.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I went and drank down at the casino for a little while. I had a phone call I had to take, so it worked out good for me. I got to finish up some work, but yeah. So I mean, I got there. I was so busy early in the day, I didn't get the drink. I was concerned. I was like, I'm going to be so sober at this wedding. I hate being sober at weddings. It's no fun when you're sober.
No.
Never go to a wedding sober because you're going to think about way too much and you're not going to be able to appreciate the ridiculousness that's going on around you. Like, I was like, damn, I'm so undrunk right now. This is not fun. But so I caught up. I got worked out. I found where everything was. But yeah, I wasn't on the level that he was at.
No, his level.
Like, we were crossing in the night. Like, he was coming down and he was being honed in by his wife being there finally, and then I was getting further and further away from the reservation. So I had a good night. I can't complain.
Yeah, man, it was a good night, man. So shout out to everybody. A lot of people sent me shout outs and everything. Appreciate that with everybody, man.
Keep sending him shout outs, man. See, the mistake we make as a community is we leave our brothers at the altar.
and we don't support
them afterwards. Brothers need your support the most after they're married, not the day that they get married.
That's real.
Y'all keep on supporting them because they're going to have to get away. They're going to need some salvation. They're going to need everything.
So, all right, this email is from Sitik Mayol. Okay, this is international, man. She says, hey, what's going on? Love the whole scenario, atmosphere, and concept. I'm actually from Bahrain.
Okay.
How do you think this would be for someone like myself moving to the States with the whole idea of what a crew is made up of? I know mine is a little bit different. it's not, I'm a Muslim woman, and it's not made up consistently what people in America would think Muslim groups are made up on. We're a little bit more Americanized, if you don't understand anything about Bahrain. It's not on the traditional Syrian, Saudi Arabian type of atmosphere.
Okay.
I'm moving to the States soon for graduate school, and just wanted to see and understand if this would apply for me or how I would mean to look at moving to Sacramento, California.
Yo, a crew is never been more important than when you're getting used to a new location. You know, the sooner you can establish a crew, the better off you are.
And you're in Sacramento, you're going to be in a shithole, man. No disrespect to Sacramento, but that's a shithole of a city.
Yeah, Sacramento's...
They basically paid for the King Stadium.
Yep.
Like 100%. Not like, yeah, we go half on it or nothing like that. They said, we really... Because Sacramento was gone. They were literally... They didn't even know where they was going to go. They just figured they was just going to jump. It's like when you leave somebody's house, you just going to jump in the car, you just going to figure out somewhere to go.
They were going to try to get them to go to Vegas because of the Maloofs.
Right. Yeah, Vegas. But then they was looking at Seattle, too.
Yeah, Seattle.
That's what I'm saying. They jump in the car and just go somewhere.
Just start driving.
just start driving somewhere.
Yeah, Seattle. If anybody comes free in the NBA, Seattle.
Oh, Seattle's got them.
They're jumping up at her.
Seattle deserves them the most, too.
Yeah, they should. They lost their team.
But so, Sacramento. But, I mean, it's a cool. The Bay Area is cool, though. So, you're only an hour and a half, 2 hours away from the Bay Area, which is dope. You know, they've got a lot of real players out there now, so you got to watch out. You know what I'm saying? It's a real true G's, they say.
To answer your question, though, I think it just happens in time, man. All crews are not created equal. You know, it all just works out. But, you know, I think that you get in with the people when you get to a new spot. You know, you get in with the people that you just click with most naturally. I think it's a little easier because, you know, you with people and you kind of got, like, no real basis to fall back on. So
but you usually fall into your sick because when I lived in Italy for a semester and I had my crew in Italy of all my Italian guys I went to school with, I was a utility man once again. At first I was trying to be somebody else.
Oh, you're going to be who you are.
Yeah. I was trying to be somebody else. I was trying to be a henchman.
Yeah.
But I was trying to because I was like, you know what? I'm just going to just go here and kick it.
But then you start
facilitating.
The only two henchmen you was being the utility man at your own wedding. like you was being the getaway driver and the utility man at the same time. I was like, yo, he's throwing oops. He's ran off the pick. I was like, damn, he just found a cat coming off the pick and roll. But then popped it in the corner. Like, I see you working.
Yeah, I see you work. I see you've been working for it. Go and shoot your shot. But no, I would say this. Be yourself, man. You'll pick up whatever you are. You didn't mention what you would be. But whatever you're going to be is what you're going to be anyway.
You are who you are, player.
Yeah. You don't try to be somebody else. Because it'll be fake, though, too. So it won't be the next thing. Our next email is from Clark Sanderson. He says, I'm loving this. Y'all have me dying laughing. The whole episode talking about the cruise is something I was dying laughing at all day. Also, the man episode is stupid hilarious. One that put y'all venturing on with the man code. What about running a train on a chick? Is there any man code for that? Damn.
Well, number one, I would say at this point in my life, that's out of the question. But
now, Clark, I don't know how old you are.
I would say, no sword fighting. Number one, in all scenarios in life, and no matter what's going on, no sword fighting, and that's from the king in the north.
Yeah.
Letting you know, no sword fighting. And number two, maybe avoid it. That's how you end up like the Duke lacrosse team. You know, that's how you.
Not Derrick Rose.
Right. You end up taking pictures with jurors who let you off. But guess what? You are not Derrick Rose. You are not going to be on Twitter taking pictures with people to just let you off. You know why? Because you're going to go to jail.
Let's stop that. Why is that, like, is that just the daily living now?
Is like Derrick Rose?
No, I'm saying that you taking pictures with the jurors.
I don't know what's going on, Doug. I don't remember that happening with OJ.
Oh, but it could have, though. Actually, I wouldn't be surprised if it did in OJ. We just don't know about it because you had a Polaroid drone. Or somebody, no, they couldn't have cameras with them. So when I'm running out the courtroom, I had to have a homeboy with me that had the camera phone popping.
Okay.
I bet you it probably happened in
there. That's probably true.
Well, have you seen the OJ documentaries?
No, I haven't started watching it yet.
No, yet on you know the 30 for 30s.
No, I was gonna watch that, but I was gonna watch the series at the same time.
The series is good though.
I heard it was.
I watched the 30 for 30s, but I heard the 30 for 30s are the best documentary on 30 for 30.
Really?
That's what I've heard from a lot of people. It's the best 30 for 30 documentary.
The problem is, the 30 for 30, it started, it was already on like episode like 3 by the time I got hip to
and
it.
It's 4 or 5?
Yeah, it was like 4 or 5 of them, and I couldn't go back because they wasn't airing 1, and I don't like to start stuff.
In the middle of something, yeah.
Yeah, even though I know what, clearly I know what's happening.
They jump, it'll jump on Netflix soon, though. Yeah, it'll all be on 30 there. For 30s on there.
Everything will be on there. It's Netflix. Yeah. If anything that's not premium.
So, Clark, with the running trains, I'm saying no, man, especially this climate.
Nah, brother.
It's not worth it, man.
Nah, brother. Nah, they say it's brand new, extra built. I've been in the gym working out. STDs kicking up.
Is it?
Yeah, they say it's like some kind of overwhelmingly powerful strain of gonorrhea that's out there.
What is this? What is it?
I said you can't shake it. They ain't figured out. It's on you. It's like Gary Payton. It's the glove. You put it on. You can't get it
off. So this gonorrhea is just, you're just gonna be pissing fucked up forever.
It's super gonorrhea.
You're just gonna be hurting. Mm-hmm. Damn.
No, sir. Not me.
The guy really like, I got to mutate, man.
Man, I got to adapt.
I got to step my game up.
I got to adapt to the new. I'm
taking penicillin and shit. And
fuck you, penicillin. You've been hating. You've been cock-blocking long enough. I'm back.
I'm back, baby. I'm back. All right. Last email is coming from my man, T. Thomas. He says, y'all trip for this bullshit talking about these different crews and everything, especially with the chicks. He said, what about the type of chick, the ones that be straight fronting and false flagging for the rest of the girls in the crew, that act like they have a certain amount of dudes messing with our floss and acting like they better than what they are? Peace. For one, you're very aggressive here.
I'm sorry that this happened to you.
Yeah. this would be a woman's question. I have no idea what you're talking about.
If you recall this episode, we had no clue what was
the
going
false
on
flagging
there.
And I'm surprised you know this much about the inside of a woman's situation, though, that she's fronting.
I feel like this might have been a recent occurrence. I feel like this might have
like
been.
Like, he heard the episode and then was like,
I think this might have been something like, God damn it. Like, was riding home in the middle of the night and heard it. And the chick had just sent him up
to the crib. When I get to the crib, I'm emailing them right now.
Right, I'm going to put his reading glasses on. I'm upset.
Type up this email.
I'm mad. I don't know, man. Women crews are a mystery to me. We've had plenty of women reach out to us and tell us that we ain't had that right at all.
Yeah.
I'm maintaining. I'm standing. I'm putting my foot down.
Only thing that we did add was the bitch in the group.
Women crews are nothing but three separate crews that have come together for a short period of time.
Yeah. They're basically what the Justice League or the Avengers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
A crew of Avengers. The Avengers actually are a crew.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? They ain't even the Avengers or Justice League because they actually hang out together on a normal basis.
That's true.
It'd be more like, it's more like the Temptations. It's the Temptations.
They like Drew Hill.
Ooh. Yeah, that's a good one too, though. Because Woody want to leave and do his own gospel shit.
Right. But then they come back together.
They got Scola.
They come back together and do a concert at Ballpark Village every once in a while.
So, they had Woody, was at that one?
I think so. I thought all of them was there, I heard.
Damn, okay.
I thought.
That's interesting. Because they remember they got into that fake fight or whatever at the radio station that was going viral. Did you see that?
Yeah, I heard that. Get out of here. We don't believe you.
Yeah, they just say you need more people.
Y'all need way more people.
All right, let's go move forward. Matt, you had some from our Raven is a frequent contributor on the Game of Thrones podcast. Mm-hmm. She's allegedly a different category we will not name from the women's crew.
Yeah,
we'll let her come on and defend herself from what we describe her as.
Yeah, we're not gonna bring that up.
Yeah, but we'll let her describe it for herself of why she is what she is.
I'm not gonna come to that show. You gonna get beat up?
No. She said she's getting more comfortable with it, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I talked to her at the wedding, and she's getting more comfortable.
Oh, you talked to her about it at the wedding?
My conversations at the wedding were very random. Like,
you could get away with anything. You was using your amnesty.
You think that's what it was?
I think your amnesty was in full effect.
It may be true. I need to talk to her about it again to see how if she's getting mad at me now.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Well, Raven went on a bad date. And,
yeah.
And this date was bad enough that she felt the need to run it past me. As to find out if these was regular male activities.
And she told us we could make it the topic for the
show. Yes, and there's a few things I will omit just to protect the innocent and to protect the guilty as well. Just so that we don't bring too many things into the fold here at once. But
keep in mind, Raven's a lawyer, so it's very detailed.
Yes, this is an extremely detailed account of this evening and how things went. So what the goal here, I think, is to accomplish is to, number one, we're going to lay these things out and then we're going to ask some questions. All right, so we're going to lay these things out one thing at a time. And then we're going to ask some questions, both direct questions and then some questions of the entire scenario as a whole. So this is, you know, this is the thing that came together. Is I think that if I'm getting the background on it right, as I understand it, it's the kind of thing that came together where she was just checking dude out, like she had just met him or whatever. So they're hanging out, you know, went to a little event, hung out together, public event thing like that, you know, so went and did that. So some of these things aren't in chronological order, but they happened. So when it's all said and done,
she's a lawyer. This is a conscious stream of thought.
Yeah, this isn't. This is going to be like Robert Stack Unsolved Mysteries by the time we get to.
So basically, we go. Actually, I might should put a little thing in the background right there.
That little smoke gonna just come up.
Right. And he coming with his motherfucking jacket on. So
I need to go put on a peacoat to do this.
Raven the lawyer goes on a date with the.
But it's got some people playing it. Don't look nothing like anybody involved in it. And it's got that little early 90s rusty acting with them people with that bad hair and terrible ties. So here's the thing. Let's start this up. You know, so they went through the thing, and she's really getting a grasp of this dude. She's really kind of getting a hold of who he is. And so she made a list of items.
Do we want to give details on how she met him, or no details?
I don't know. I'm trying. Let me just go right through here real quick. I didn't know the exact name of the thing that she met.
She met him online.
Yeah.
Online dating. Let's just say that.
Okay.
Online
dating.
I was saying we can be general. I'm saying she met him on online dating site. So that we can go.
Okay. There's some stuff that she texted me and some stuff that's in this. I'm just going to do this part right here. So she gave me a laundry list of reasons why this situation was not working out.
The first thing she came to me at my wedding. Yeah. Keep in mind, my wedding. Like, what's been up? Had the most horrible day last night. What?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yo. She's like, I'm sending to Matt for the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's how bad it was. I'm at my wedding, and that's the first thing she says to me.
Yeah, I read it. I was cracking up, and I said, this is the thing I got to. I said, I need to distribute this. So number one is he was wearing a knit vest over a button up made out of terrible, unrecognizable material. So you gonna really step outside the box too far the first time you go to hang out with a chick?
You gotta wait a couple of times for that. Or you can look at it as like, you know what? I'm just gonna throw it out there to see what's... That's if these other things didn't happen.
So, but here's the thing. Is there ever a time to wear a knit vest? A knit vest?
I don't even know if I ain't wearing a knit vest since the 90s.
That's like an Afghan now. Looks like you're wearing an Afghan vest.
A knit vest? So is this a sweater vest?
I'm envisioning like your mama's Afghan that you throw over your legs when it's a little chilly in the house. Like he's got that.
Damn.
Like, or that little Afghan that go over the back of your couch. That nobody ever take off, but it always be falling down behind you.
And it's always
somebody
that pass out drunk in your house, they use that.
Yeah, and you just roll that down over them when they pass out drunk. Like, he got a vest made out of that. He got a vest made out of passed out drunk man covers.
Okay. Yeah, that's the best
one. I don't think there's a time to wear that. Ever. Not unless you're selling cut covers.
I don't think any... Cutco! There's only a certain... You know what? Now, how many percent of the population will get that joke?
I don't know. Anybody that ever tried to sell them knives during the summer? Yeah, in school.
If anybody tried to hustle during the summer at the college, I did it one summer freshman year.
Mm-hmm. Then my boy was selling knives up in Iowa, walking through the woods, said he almost got chased by a bear.
I ain't never did that.
He said, I ain't selling these knives no more. Then he started selling books instead. He ended up living with some people because he ain't had no place to stay while he was
up there. The magazines?
It was books. Like, he was selling books. Like, them Hardy Boys books. And
the
stuff
Hardy
like
Boys!
Like, he was
and
selling...
Nancy Drew?
Yes, he was just selling... He just said, I was
the
selling
Nancy
books.
Drew and Hardy Boys crossover?
Yeah, something like that. So she said he had on some unrecognizable material. Now, I'm just trying to figure out, like, is that, like, maybe, like... If it's knit, though, it's got to be, like, a cloth vest. That's how I look at it.
He's got to be.
I guess the whole thing about it is like you play it down the middle. I think the first time you go
wear a polo
out. And
on
I'm
going
to tell all of our female listeners to please contribute in. Please,
yes.
Tell us.
Give us some horror stories.
Tell us what's going on. Tell us the right way that this should go. How this scenario should go at the end of it. So the next point is that I guess you gotta
be a G for real to be get pulled that off. Like there's maybe a 5% of the population that could pull
you
that off.
You gotta be like Andre 3000 though.
That's what I'm saying. Or maybe 1%. You gotta be the 1%. to pull that off.
I don't know no Andre 3000.
No, no, but you talking about the 1%. How many people you know that's in the 1%?
1% of what? Wearing a knit vest?
No, 1% of the
because that
the
means you're 1% of 1%. You're on a whole nother tier.
Yeah, that's not many people can pull that off.
No, I can't. Yeah. I don't even own a knit vest.
Yeah, I don't even know where to get one.
Yeah, I don't know anybody got the skills
Google
to make it.
Let me Google knit vest.
A knit vest. We're going to get a picture of a knit vest out here. Next thing is that so I guess they would stop to get drinks or whatever, you know, okay. And kind of, you know, chill out. I think it's a good idea to catch a drink, you know, unless you were a super judgmental. I mean, at least you figure it out early, because if you're going to have a drink, you're going to have a drink. You know, but so they stopped to get drinks, and he had an amaretto sour.
Shout out to Teddy Simpson. That's his favorite drink.
So
Teddy Simpson is Teddy Simpson is the guy that would be like, "Hey man, yeah." I'm like, "Yeah, what you want to drink though?" I'll be like, "Yeah, I'm getting Crown." Roy be like, "Oh, give me a Crown too though." Teddy be like, "I'll give me a amaretto sour." I'm not going to order an amaretto sour. I'm taking three drinks back to three dudes over the table, and one of them is amaretto sour.
Yeah, it's got them little cherries on top of it. See, but Teddy's balanced out though. They say you're supposed to marry something that balances you out on the other side.
And his wife drinks.
She drinks fucking pure tequila.
Yeah, she go hard. She go
like
hard.
She was in there getting me twisted up at that wedding.
Yeah, she go hard.
Yeah,
y'all taking shots at the.
We was out there talking them into it.
So you could get shots at my. I didn't even know you could get shots at my.
We weren't supposed to, but we was pulling it off. I gave you like two of them.
You did, but I didn't know. I didn't know that was a part of my plan. Good.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. No, it wasn't. They was like not supposed to be doing it, but we
was just like the bartenders were so because people was tipping them.
So me and Kristen were standing there, and we said, "Why don't you put 2 pieces of ice in there and then give me a drink on the side?" And I'll mix my drink up. And he was like, "Okay." And I was like, "Great, thank you."
But they weren't supposed to give you.
No, they weren't supposed to do it. So. Not no cash bar, no wedding. They ain't never supposed to give shots.
Yeah, but no, we had open bar though.
They still say that they rules most of the time is not to pour shots.
Oh.
Okay. And most of the ones I've been to, at least.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
So he was drinking amaretto sours. Now, amaretto sours does carry a bad stigma amongst females when they're looking at men. Now, in many cases.
There was men looking at men too.
Yeah, like, well, yes, well, that goes
without saying. If you're in a business meeting with somebody and they go, "Hey, let me get an amaretto sour," you like, "Hold up."
Yeah, one time I was at a dinner for work. And dude, I went up there and I said, "You know, let me get a Jack and Coke." He said, "Oh, let me get a white wine. Let me get a." Oh, and I was like, "You ain't gonna get the Merlot or anything like that,
right? Get a red wine if you're gonna be
a red wine." Yeah. And then he was like, "You got drunk." He was drinking that white wine. He drank about 3 of them, pounding them. And I was like, "Okay." He went up there and said, "Let's get some shots." He went up there and got some lemon drops. And I was like.
What?
I said, "Huh?" I looked at the bartender because I knew her at the restaurant that we was at out in Westport, and she looked at me and was like, "Is this okay? Can I really make this?" Well, I was like, "Maybe." I said, "You pour me something on the side."
Yeah, pour me. Give me.
I'm not drinking a lemon drop, but no. So I mean, the amaretto sour carries a certain stigma.
Yeah.
But maybe you are a more flamboyant brother than others. So now we have a man in a knit. We're gonna build these things up as we go.
Yeah, it's a building block.
So we have a man in a knit vest that's drinking amaretto sours already, and so apparently they were out the drinks and they had to go to somewhere. We're going to another destination. He said he got drunk off the amaretto sours and couldn't drive, so she had she had to drive the whip.
So he picked her up.
I think so. Yes.
Wow. He had 3 amaretto sours?
She didn't say the number, but she's saying sours.
So it's plural. So yes. Almost. So they're at dinner. Are they? These are that are that's. Generally,
I don't think it was dinner. I think they just got drinks.
Even 3 amaretto sours, man. I have 3 crowns and.
I could drink 45 amaretto sours.
And go to.
And I'd be sick as hell from the sugar.
But yeah.
I wouldn't be drunk. Yeah. Yeah. So. The case is getting tighter.
A little thick.
He got drunk and couldn't whip though afterwards, so she had to jump behind the wheel. And this sounds early in the proceedings here. So basically
this is saying basically this guy didn't get you already stopped not getting that at the beginning.
Oh, he wasn't having any sex. That sex was off the table.
Yeah.
I think the sex is off the table in the knit vest. I think the sex is off the table already. I think it's fair to say that the sex just is not happening.
It's just that's Midwest did at this point, you're just trying to see what's the night's gonna hold, because you can rally for the sex.
Yeah,
you can always rally. Yeah,
you can be down at night then and know and figure out a way to pull it out.
Yes,
no doubt.
Yes, you can.
No
doubt. You can come back.
No doubt.
Getting drunk on Amarillo Sours is going to make it tough. That's like you down by two in the ninth inning, and then you give up a three-run homer. You
know? Before the bottom of the ninth?
You're like, damn, I had Pujols and them coming up.
We
got
five, so that means we got to...
Man, I don't know if they're going to be able to pull me back from this.
I need Jim Edmonds to come out here.
So the next thing that said is that he had a gay accent.
What is a gay accent?
That's a good question.
Should we call her on the phone?
I don't think she's going to be able to. She's doing a case or something.
Oh, she is okay.
In California.
Oh, she says she's in Phoenix.
Oh, somewhere out there.
Yeah.
It's far away from here.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm imagining lisp, maybe. A little bit of softness.
See, this is why I want to talk. Did you not talk to him on the phone to see that he had a lisp already? And just because you have a lisp don't mean you have a gay sound accent either.
Absolutely
though.
Not.
But a lisp takes you to 40% already, though.
A lisp is something.
You got to get a deep voice after that.
You got to come over it. You do have to come over it. I mean, Mike Tyson had a lisp. You know?
Yeah. But you wouldn't fuck with him, though.
50 Cent got a lisp.
Yeah. But you wouldn't ever say shit about them on a one-on-one basis.
No, they are. They are. So that's why I don't know. A little gentle voice, maybe. You know, I don't know. But Knit Vest, Amarillo Sour, was drunk off the Mount Amarillo Sours. Now he got a gentle accent. Okay. So the next thing is that he looked dusty. Now, how you look dusty too? I don't know. This is a lot of things going on already. I'm imagining that she already recognized that he looked dusty. You know what, though? Sometimes somebody will look back at you again later on and determine that you're dusty.
Like, she just... But is it because of all the other things that she looked at him like...
It was like the old Chappelle shit skit. Nigga, you smell like French fries. That's dusty.
McDowell's. Mm. I mean,
it was McDowell's.
No, it wasn't McDowell's. It was McArnold's.
It was Whack Arnold's.
Whack Arnold's, that's it.
Whack Arnold's is tearing his family apart. I'm Calvin.
Everybody love me.
So he looked dusty. All right, so now she's driving the car. It's got to be her car. Maybe they switched cars because...
No, maybe they met somewhere and they said, let's go somewhere
else.
Ah,
maybe that's the case. Maybe that's the case. Okay, yeah, that's a good point.
So I'm thinking Raven style. She wouldn't have had him picked up.
No.
Or pick her up.
No, absolutely.
So this is they met somewhere general.
Yeah.
And decided to go somewhere else.
Yeah, and then
so I'm asking Raven, when you listen to this, why did you even go to the second spot, period?
Bingo. Unless this was all happening before the place they was really supposed to get to. Maybe they had some prelims and you don't want to bail on your overall event.
And maybe somewhere she wanted to really go.
Yes, they did. They went to go see the. They went to go see the comedy show.
Who?
Impractical Jokers.
Oh, that's who she took the picture from then.
Yeah.
So she really wanted to go see. That's Raven ain't shit. She was like, "Fuck, I want to go see this fucking comedy show. I'm gonna go to this shit.
I'm gonna give this cat a chance to do it." So he got the audition on some shit that was already gonna be.
She was trying to go in general. Period.
Yes. So he got the audition. It's something that she was gonna do anyway. So, moving right along, she had to stop and get gas, and he didn't offer to pump the gas for her. And sat in the whip.
He's fucked up.
I know.
I'm gonna give him a slight on that one, though. Even though, in my drunkest moments, I filled up gas tanks.
Yes.
For myself and others.
Yeah. Oh. Definitely
for myself and others.
Definitely.
Multiple times for myself.
Yes.
Actually, I have actually taken the pump with me. Being drunk by myself.
I've left the whole thing open before, the whole gas cap. I've left it open, drove down the street.
No, I'm talking about, I've taken just
drove up with it in the gear. I know what you mean. Yeah. You got the thing sitting in there. I'm good. I'm out. It's done pumping.
Like, cool.
All right. So, he said he works for the Yellow Pages.
Shut up.
And cannot articulate what he does. Like, that's just where he worked. But I can't really say what I do there.
Is the Yellow Pages a real business anymore?
Yeah, because they got the online Yellow Pages.
But, I mean, is that real business anymore?
Yeah, they're still out there.
But, I mean, when I put a number in it, Google it, it doesn't never go to the Yellow Pages. Who just goes, I'm going to bypass Google. I'm going to go straight to yellowpages.com. Nobody bypasses Google. They're just going to go to Google and look up. Matt's Auto Body Service or whoever they're trying to look for. Or look up Auto Body Services.
They're here now. Because he worked for him. But
is
maybe,
his name Rollo?
I don't know who he is. I really don't know who the man is.
Was he out there slinging the yellow book? Because that was one of my summer jobs when I was 16. No, I used to... I got to tell this story. So, when I was 16, back in the day, this is 97. So, back in the day, when you get yellow books, they would pay you for how many places you put the yellow pages in. So, they gave you a list of homes in an area. And you just place them there, and then you, if it was a house next to it, you would put the address in there for them to know if it was another address that they didn't have on the list. Mm-hmm. So... You riding around, you know, so it may be 1515 Herbert. So maybe it's another house that's 1517 Herbert that wasn't on the list, but they didn't know about it. So you write that in and give them a phone book as well. You got paid per how many books you gave out or whatever, or like time or something like that. Yo, man, they gave me all the north downtown side, man. Yo, so I'm hey, what up, cuz? What you doing? I mean, I'm dropping out phone books. No, you ain't. Hey, that's the house. This is before it was called Trap House. Mm-hmm. That's the house. Like, I'm just dropping off the phone book. They don't need no motherfucking phone. This is a motherfucker like two houses down. So, obviously, they don't need no motherfucking phone book. All right, that's fine, sir. That's fine. So, I mean, my voice is cracking. I'm 16, just getting into my manhood. I ain't got no bass. And so, you just riding around like all these different hood areas. And that's what I think when I think of Yellow Pages is that.
No, that's fair. That's fair. Yeah. That's
fair. What I was thinking when you said, like, he works for the Yellow Pages.
If he could very well be doing that because he didn't want to say what he was doing. That could have been what he was actually out there doing. It was delivering phone books. Delivering phone books in 1996, but in 2016. So, and then she said that because of that, he was goofy. But he could have been goofy because he was drunk on the Amaretto Sours. Which is a whole nother problem. This is basically just two problems on top of another.
So that means he wasn't a G. Because I'm thinking he's like hood.
No, I don't think nothing was hood about this cat.
But then he's not hood because the dude's getting drunk on Amaro sauce. Because Hennessy should be in your blood from 16.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything hood about this dude.
So how does he work? I guess maybe he works IT for Yellow Pages. But he wouldn't even... Because that's easy to say. No, because he wouldn't say what he did. All you do say I work IT for Yellow Pages. I do the website. I do whatever, you know, mm-hmm. whatever for that Yellow Pages website. So he's dusty. Damn, let me text Raven now. Keep continuing. What's the next one?
So the next one here is... Oh, I'm sorry. I had his age wrong. He was only 29.
Oh, so he was a... Okay.
He's a 29-year-old man. At what point is it that you're just like, I'm not going down anymore. I'm not going with anybody young anymore. I'm not doing that. Like, is there a point that you're
getting? I think a woman has to maybe think about that. But a man don't give no fucks. Yes. We don't give no fucks. We don't. Like, if you brought a girl around, I was 24, nobody would be like, look at fucking Matt. Fucking with this 24-year-old. We might praise you and be like, check out Matt. Going back into the motherfucking reservoir. Oh,
look what I can
living.
Do.
Look what I can do. Look at him out here. He's living. It's going to be a hard road for him, though, because he's going to be in a lot of motherfucking Luxus, a lot of motherfucking HGs. He's going to be in a lot of places he don't want to be.
Oh, man, I got to be all places, and she's going to be wearing white dresses everywhere, and I'm not even going to be enjoying myself.
There'll be a lot of places you don't want to be dealing with 24.
So, but this brother was 29, so and it's done. And then she finally says it seems like he would annoy her. Well,
you pass annoying at this point.
Yes, no shit. Finally, the final thing here, the final point of this to bring this whole thing around. So this is the minute after all this has ended. Mm-hmm. So he texts her to apologize for being shy.
That was his worst of his, that was the least of his worries.
Apparently he doesn't see anything wrong with knit vest and pounding down sours. And being goofy and not pumping gas and being awkward. So this is her dichotomy of a situation gone awry. So I mean, what do you do at this point? Do you just act like the brother don't exist? Do you hit him up?
No, you don't. You own shit.
Yeah, yeah. I think you call that one off.
Yeah, you don't own shit. He'll definitely get. That's the best message. The way to get is to cut a motherfucker off.
Mm-hmm. That's like, what that. Fuck. I always say, be careful cutting people off though, because you cut somebody off, then it's gonna fucking around happen to you. and you're going to be struggling. Because karma be coming back around.
What I ain't saying, like, being a dick. That's different. But being like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Nah, I don't want to, you know what I'm saying? Hey,
oh, yeah.
I'm just saying, like, I'm talking about you ain't got to... You don't owe him an explanation of why, though, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. You don't owe explanations to people that you ain't never really established.
Yeah, you don't owe nothing, nothing like that.
You can give what you want to give, but...
Wow, that's a lot going on. He works for the Yellow Pages.
Mm-hmm.
Let me Google what jobs you can get with the Yellow Pages.
Yeah, let's see if they hire him right now.
Yeah, I'm just interested to see if there are jobs.
I will apply to a job with the Yellow Pages just to see if anybody hits me back.
Also, if I'm knit vests.
Yes, we'll wear a knit vest to the interview.
This is what I pulled up as knit vest.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it Kohl's?
Yeah. That's not what you was envisioning, though. And I'm not wondering if that's what she's envisioning.
I'm going to say I don't want a performance vest.
I'm playing the oboe?
A knit performance vest? What am I doing? Yeah, am I Charlie Chaplin? Like,
Navy version. That's sweater vest, basically.
Yes, it's a sweater vest.
I ain't worn a sweater vest since 2000.
I'm not wearing a sweater vest either. I'm not doing it.
There are pictures of me in a sweater vest online. That's what I'm saying. Best was said 2000.
Oh, well, yeah, they exist. Yeah. I mean, I've got the.
Yeah, yeah. So this is what I'm assuming he had on. This is the exact one I'm assuming he had on.
That Ken Bone?
Yeah.
That sleeveless.
Yep, that Ken Bone. He had on the Ken Bone.
The sleeveless Ken Bone.
Yeah, I think he had on the Ken Bone.
You know that Ken Bone is only 34 years old?
Shut the fuck up.
Dog, he is 34.
He looks 59.
At least. He looks like he is...
Ken Bone is only 34?
Yes. He looks like he licks peanut butter spoons all the time.
Wow. What part of St. Louis is Ken Bone supposed to be
from? He gotta be South County.
Yeah, it ain't no way.
First of all, I don't think you could have the name Ken Bone and live anywhere else.
Not be from South County.
Yeah, you got to. So, that's her analysis of a date gone bad. I think that we're going to certainly have to have a follow-up questions session to this about that. I would be interested to hear about other people and what they think is when you got to call it off. When you got to call that date off? Like, when do you have to bail? Like, what's a surefire sign? What's a surefire sign when you got to figure out a way to get out of that evening?
You got to be... When you have to be given the deuces?
Mm.
Let's see. I'm pulling up Missouri jobs for
the Yellow Pages.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's just see. I'm going to pull up something random. Because I didn't think the Yellow Pages actually had jobs anymore. I thought that was their whole thing, is that they were losing so much money that it didn't matter. Like, they couldn't sustain themselves. Like, have you seen Yellow Pages lately? It's like an Essence magazine site.
They're giving you links to the website to get on.
Now, wow, they resorted to just giving you other jobs on their site for Yellow Pages. Yeah, on the Yellow Pages site, they're giving you other job places. They're not giving you jobs for
Zoom. So could this brother potentially not work for the Yellow Pages?
Potentially he don't have a job at all.
Uh-oh.
She's saying he's dusty.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. I think we got a follow-up episode.
Yeah, chicken, winner, chicken dinner.
Yeah.
Is what I'm kind of going with. I'm kind of
thinking. Some things ain't aligning in this situation. Robert Stack going to have to walk back out. Like, if you've seen this man, please call 1-888-CRIME-STOPPERS.
He probably said to the girl, though, I work for the White Pages.
Right.
You know they're the same company.
I work for Black Planet.
Like, what? That's actually still, you know, that still exists.
Oh, yeah. He could have actually had that job.
I try to figure out these websites that nobody visits anymore. Like, who is on, like, MySpace or Black Planet? Who migrates these?
People's uncles. I think you can't be... I don't think you can be on Black Planet now unless you got proof that you somebody's uncle.
Like, you gotta say... You have to have the child with you, like, this is my nephew?
Yeah, this is my nephew right here.
This is my niece.
Like, you gotta take a screen cap and send it to him.
And they have to be at least 12 years old. Like, you can't be, like...
You can't be, like, a new nephew.
Yeah, you can't be 2 years old nephew.
No. You ain't even really an uncle yet when they two. You just a cat that fall through the crib. And yeah. They daddy. They don't care about you.
Yeah, and ain't nobody to nobody.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go ahead and flip into a topic, man. So, dating stories from hell. Let's do that. Bad dating situations. There we go. So, what is the worst dating situation you've had?
Oh, boy.
First date or something like that. Raven said no to a picture. Because I asked you for a picture of old boy.
She protecting the innocent. Now she got her lawyer hat on.
Yeah. Because she understand. I can get sued for that. Mm-hmm. I ain't mad at you, Raven. I ain't mad at you, girl.
The worst date I've ever had? Man, that's a good question. I don't be right.
You know, I'm a kind of affable dude, though, man. I usually kind of make the best situation.
Yeah, I don't really have bad ones. I mean, that stuff I'm not going
to
do again.
But yeah, I'm not going to mess with her like that. But I can't try to make the best of the situation, though. I'm going to be at least, I can have fun by my, period. I'm going to have a couple of drinks. I'm going to kick it, and I'm going to be able to do what I can do.
Yeah. I've seen people. I've heard a lot of people having a lot of bad ones. I mean, we just heard about somebody having a bad one, but
you think women have more bad?
Yeah, because they go on more.
You think women go on more dates than men?
I absolutely believe women go on more dates than men because they get more opportunities too.
Because more dudes are hollering.
Yes. Women cannot go a day. An attractive woman cannot go out once and not be hollered at.
I agree.
Like, I would think about the stress you would have to undergo about thinking about your girl going to just a regular party with her girl and say it's going, because dudes is going to be hollering. And she might not even give a fuck about it, but
it's just the fact you know the sharks are sitting out there.
Sharks is out there, dog. They out there. So, I don't know. I've had dates that just haven't quite...
clicked like that.
Yeah, that just hasn't quite, worked all the way out. But I'll be... See, I hate going on, little rinky-dink dates.
What's a rinky-dink?
Like, dinner and a movie, and then that's just that. Like, I want to go do something. So, I got a list of stuff I'm doing anyway, and I'll just take somebody with me to go do the stuff that I wanted to do, if it aligns with something that they have mentioned before that they want to do.
Are interested in.
Yeah. Because there's always, I can always find something new to do that I like to do. So that's what usually works out. So they don't be bad because at least I'm getting that out of it for myself. I'm going to have a contest. I'm going to have a sweepstakes. So who wants to go on a date with me and do some stuff that I want to do and then report back about whether it was fun?
There we, man, that'd be good. The king of the north, the date with the king of the north.
Hear.
So I'm trying to think bad day. I had a bad day in high school where a girl brought her home girl with her, but that, I don't even count that because that's some high school shit.
Yeah, anytime you got to go out with more than one person at a time, that sucks.
Yeah, I haven't had that. I do have a bad day. I went out with a chick, and there was a morning, like a little breakfast joint. And she fucking bring her son with her. I didn't know she had a son. This motherfucker is 8 months old. And this motherfucker in a little bassinet joint. And I'm... But I ain't shit enough. I still wanted my IHOP. Wanted it. I was like, fuck it. You know what?
Yeah, that's
as long as that little nigga ain't crying and then no, I'm going to power through this. And I want my fucking pancakes and eggs. Mm-hmm. I came here for that. I'm not going to leave. You know what I'm saying? Because then I would just turn around and just come back. And they'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You just left. Nah, I'm going to eat these pancakes and we're going to get...
Yeah, I don't believe in being wasteful. So, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, she showed up with her shorty and everything. I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Don't show up with...
What is a baby, too?
No.
Actually, period. Don't show up with your kids, period, on the first day.
Don't show up on your period.
That, too.
I guess a date could go wrong if you were, if you fall and, bust your ass, go ice skating or something, and you fall, bust your ass, and, you out of business.
I had a date with a chick that I was dating from Chicago. She came, when I lived in New York, I came to St. Louis to visit, and she drove from Chicago down here, and we went to the club. Do you remember the living room?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we went to the living room, and it was on the one, remember the living room at first used to have, the white and black nights. I don't know if you remember that.
No.
When it first opened.
I remember being there, but it's been so long.
Yeah, but then we went on one of the I want to say a white night, the mainstream night or whatever. So we up in there chilling, man. Shorty got so fucked up, man.
That's not okay.
Yeah, I'm talking about fucked up fighting. People had a bottle, swinging the bottle at people and shit. Fucking just passed out. Boom, boom. I'm talking about movie shit. I had to pick her up. Fucking pull her out. I had to carry up out the fucking club on my shoulder. She fighting the attendant over her coat. So it's in the winter, maybe January, February. Fighting the attendant over her coat, over what coat is hers. Then, so I had a hotel room and everything for whatever, because I wasn't going back to mom's crib. I'm in town only for a weekend or whatever. So went to the hotel room. She goes to the bathroom. All her, I'm told Like, so she got a motherfucking scar. She bleeding, dog. Like, I'm talking about, like, we had to take her to the hospital for stitches.
Jesus Christ.
So, even to this day, though, it's way more healed. But you can still see the scar on her chin from that. And even when I see her when I go to Chicago, she was like, so, yeah. And I was like, dude, literally, when I got to the hospital, I was like.
Wait, you still see her?
I mean, I see her casually and everything. Because she's cool with some people I'm still cool with. You know what I'm saying? That I'm friends with. So, I'm like, when I went to the hospital, dog, I'm like, I did not do anything to her. Dude, had the police come up there because they thought I whooped her ass.
Wow.
Because she literally slipped in the bathroom and fucking busted her shit on the commode in the bathroom. Or her chin on the commode in the bathroom.
Oh, no. That's not okay.
Dude, not at all, man. Not at all. And I didn't get off because she, I mean, it wasn't, I'm not saying got off. I didn't do nothing. So I'm getting off. But I'm saying the fact that she was sitting there, like, she was bleeding profusely, dog. I had to take her to the hospital. Like, it was crazy, man. She ended up getting 12 stitches in her chin.
Any date that has stitches involved in it, I gotta say, it didn't go right.
Keep in mind, I had never hit, though, or nothing, though. I was leading up to hitting, though.
You were
like, I had kicked the word, like, two times I was in Chicago. I'm like, she's like, yeah, I'm gonna come see you when you come go back to St. Louis.
Now, I will tell you a story. One time I was dating a chick, and I didn't know I still was dating her. Like, we went out, like, we went out a few times, and, well, like, when we went out, like, it didn't, like, go wrong, it didn't go bad or anything, we just wasn't, like, consistently dating or whatever, and then I ran into her at a house party, and I was saying, I said, yeah, I used to go out with a girl here, and she was like, when we stop, like, I was like, and so in my mind, what that says is, oh, I can still hit it.
Right,
and
oh, so, that's the first thing you said.
So I was like,
when is the last time you had hit it, though, before that?
I don't know if I had hit it yet.
Oh, you hadn't hit it at all?
Yeah, I don't think I had yet.
Wow.
It's been a little while. Chronologically, it's been a little while since I...
Yeah, but I'm saying, but the fact that she said that still was like... So y'all had, when was the last time y'all had talked?
Month, maybe.
Wow, she said y'all still were... Wow.
I mean, I guess that we still were, you know, I guess eligibility was still on the table. I don't know. But I took it, and eventually I did Conquest, but, you know, I was like, you know, hey, man, this is...
That same night?
No. Maybe a couple weeks later.
Okay.
But yeah, no. I almost got into a fight once when I was on a date with a chick. Not with her, but like...
You know what I'm saying? With another dude?
Yeah.
Over her?
I don't think it was over her. I don't think it was. She knew him, but it wasn't, like, over her.
Like, what was the issue?
He was alpha, and I'm a noob, and he was like,
this is in college?
No, this is here in St. Louis.
Oh shit!
And I didn't even know the dude. I knew all the alphas in college.
Was he from Mizzou?
I don't know. No, he wasn't from Mizzou. No.
He wasn't from St. Louis area.
He might have been from St. Louis. I don't know all of them down here like that, but I mean, it's
But that's Teddy and all them. So basically, Teddy and all them cats. So it'd be. They would have known, and they ain't never said nothing about that.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe he wasn't one of them. I don't know.
It couldn't be. I'm saying, I think all the people Doja off me. Yeah, literally, you got all these, like, four or five lines was at Teddy's wedding.
Yeah.
So it's like.
Yeah, no, he wasn't there. Unless he was, and I just remember who he was. But.
Damn, also, if you walked in right now, you wouldn't know who he was.
No, he might remember who I was.
But you wouldn't remember him, though.
No.
Okay. No. So how did it just.
Shit, I wasn't going to fight while I was trying to go home. Girl, so.
No, I'm saying, what was it? Why was it gonna pop off?
I can't remember, honestly. I can't even remember the root of why it kicked off, but I don't know why it kicked off. Cats got to throwing gang signs at each other and talking crazy. College gang signs, which is even stupider than regular ones. But I don't know. I mean, I've had some like unexpectedly good dates, but, you know, ones I done went in with no expectations and then worked out, you know, but I don't know about just purely terrible dates. That's why I be asking my friends, and they be saying they be having these bad dates. I be like, how? I be like,
with who?
How do these be happening? Like, are these subjectively bad dates? Like, are you just looking at this because it wasn't what you wanted or something like that? But I don't know. Sometimes you just go on a losing streak too. Sometimes you put the ball up and you just not hit your shots.
And it's just not going for you.
Well. Yeah, it's just everybody had them days.
Yeah, I'm trying to think bad dates. I've had some that just wasn't fruitful, but I mean, that's not a bad day.
Yeah.
It just didn't pop off, and you know.
I don't go on a whole ton of dates, though, either, so I mean, that's kind of. Yeah, I guess that could also be why I had bad ones, because I don't go on that many of them. So. If I go on a date with you,
Hey. We not re- I already vetted you.
I'm feeling you. I'm feeling
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I already vetted you, though.
Yeah, I'm feeling
but
you.
This, but see, but you know what? I guess more dates are maybe... You think that's more of a bigger city thing? Like, St. Louis is a mid-city. A mid-sized
it's
city.
It's still a city-sized city you got dated in, though.
Like, it's not like... Yeah, it's not like being in a town like Columbia or something like that. Yeah. So like,
you still got dated in the city, though.
I'm thinking, like, when I'm in New York, I went a lot more dates when I lived in New York.
Yeah, because you got less time and you got more people that you can get.
And you just be like, hey, meet me for happy hour, let's just pop out real quick. It, like, it was a lot of shit like that.
Yeah, yeah. So there's, yeah, I don't know, man. I think it all really just depends on who you, who and how, I guess, is the way I look at it. Because there ain't nothing else.
Say, bad bitches all the liquor. Stepping it with drink up. Young nigga with a new strap. Dance with me if you keep up. Staring me down to get a clear view.
Come on.
Breaking your neck to get a clear view.
Come on.
Look at the lame nigga you came with. He can't dance the way your mans do. Look at my dick, watch your footwork.
Come on.
Won't you come over?
All right, let's go with good, great days. Like, where you just... Oh, where you turn a bad day into a good day. Where you flipped it. Where we talked
rebound,
about...
Rebounding the
Yeah, because
the
we talked about earlier, like, where you can come in the ninth inning and you could turn it.
Okay.
Where you could turn it around.
Okay. Man, I wish I had thought about this. I have the worst memory when it comes to breaking down, like, individual...
Situations
like that, because they all happen so, like... Some of them happened a long time ago, and I guess this is a sign of me getting old, because... Now I get to that point where I'm like, damn.
It's all blurry.
Yeah. Like it's all stuff that happened 1,000 years ago.
Well, I got one. I remember I flipped the situation. She was like kind of feeling me or whatever. So I was like, you know what? My go-to back in the day was, if it was just kind of still, is like, take him to like somewhere you can dance at. And just let the music kind of
and run an interference date.
Yeah. Well, you take yourself, you'd be like, you know what? Like, in the middle of it, you'd be like, oh, she not really vibe. Let's go to this place where they're playing a band, or somewhere they play, got a DJ popping at.
Mm-hmm.
Then boom, then you can flip it. You know what I'm saying? And kind of let the endorphins and the hormones kind
of
flow for
themselves. Most of the time, rebound dates happen, though. Rally dates happen when you kind of maybe haven't gotten comfortable with each other yet, or you're just kind of doing the whole feel-out thing or whatever. Like... I would just go somewhere where it's like, go to like a public place and then just kind of, if you don't want to really go, just go on people watch. Girls love to people watch. Nothing, people watching is the national pastime for girls. It's like
it's
girls,
baseball.
It's like girls can have the Super Bowl every Saturday if they want
to. Just people watch. That's
yes.
real talk.
Yes. So, I mean, it's like.
Just go to the park and just chill and just watch people.
Oh, they love
the mall or whatever, somewhere just watch people.
Yeah, they love it. They love it. If you sit down, if you go to a restaurant and you sit in the people watching position instead of a girl, she is going to be 45% less interested in you. Because she's going to have been robbed of her opportunity just to look at people. Just not even say anything. Girls have the amazing ability to do so many things at one time in their mind.
What? That's the thing, though. We can't, though.
No, absolutely not. I'm not sitting here while I got this bad little thing in front of me and I'm looking at people's outfits behind me.
No, I'm looking
but
at the
But it also
bad
goes
thing.
Into the fact that we like girls way more than they like us until they decide that they want to really like us. Way more.
I agree with that.
It's not even close. They like us when they decide that they're ready to like us.
And that's when the game kind of flips up.
Yeah, that's when the game, that's when we give
that's
up.
That's when it flips up.
That's when we give up control. That's when we're out of control. When they decide that they like us, that's when we don't have any more
And
say.
That's when we're in a relationship.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're in a relationship when she's ready to be in that relationship.
Not when
don't
you are.
Ever think in your life that you have convinced her to do anything?
You are listening when she's ready to be in a relationship.
Yes, yes. You are around simply to bemuse her for the rest of your life.
Or the time of the time of that relationship, whatever it may be.
Yeah,
that's real.
Yeah, that is exactly how that works. So it all starts with letting them watch other people and judge them. Women love to judge things.
Have you ever tripped off women judging other women that you didn't think it was a problem with that woman, though? Like they'll say something about like a woman, you'd be like, I didn't see nothing really wrong with her.
Have you ever tripped off a woman judging herself?
What you mean?
Well, they'd be like, don't use that picture.
Women take 4,000 pictures of the same thing.
Yeah, like, don't use that picture.
Look at Instagram woman page. They took 30 pictures to get that
this one. This individual piece of hair that you can't even see on the picture, but she knows was there because it was in her eye when she took the picture. She sees it when she looks at that picture. Take it again. Take it again. I'd be like, I don't ever want to take pictures in life.
Yeah, but I like my lady was talking about some of the women at the wedding, and I'm like, I didn't see shit wrong with the fuck they had on.
Dog, they on another level with it, man.
Like, I'm trying to think back, like, am I really, like, I'm like, they didn't look bad. So I'm like thinking to myself, well, damn, do I think they're raggedy hoes? Like, do you think in your mind, like, do I like raggedy hoes or something? Or I think
I'd be really sitting there thinking, like, damn, am I jacked up? Like, yeah, she's like, accepting the fact either I'm jacked up or I'm dope because she, but then you realize that they look at you the same way if they just accept it. That's the difference. They have had this conversation before. Girls would be like, I had this conversation the other day even. It was, you end up being with somebody that you just decide that this is a fight that I can deal with having. But I'm not gonna be with somebody who I don't want to have this fight with them because it ain't worth it on the other side. But the fight gonna happen. And I'm sitting there in my mind like, the fight gonna happen because y'all be wanting the fight. Not for any other reason, because y'all be wanting the fight to happen. But you can't say that.
And what's so crazy is I recently dated this girl, like, when I first went back to St. Louis. And she was telling me how she would want to make me mad on purpose, just for passion purposes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, if we're not having an argument, I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, what kind of, this is like an 06, 07. Bro, that's, like, what kind that's of crazy.
That's not going away. Shit?
No, no, no. And even though it was crazy for her to say that, to verbalize it to me was crazy as hell for her to say. But looking at totality of what she was saying, she was 100% correct. And like how a woman kind of interacts sometimes. Of like, she wanted that passion and that ability, like, no, like, oh, you fucking with me like that. Like she was telling me, like, basically a woman's going to constantly test you for whatever it may be to make sure you're worthy enough to be with her.
Man, it is stressful. It is stressful. It is literally, I moved into the adult, whatever, not even relationships. I don't
the dating know, scene. You
call them dating scene, courting scene, feeling out scene, whatever it is. You'd be on the trial out here for real. You'd be on trial out here for real. Constant testing. So, but here's the thing is you can have a dope date though and still be on trial. Like, alright.
You have a dope date and she'd be like, it was just okay.
Yeah, but it ain't just okay. She really was feeling it. But she ain't even, see, you done something crazy. You done something dope. And she's just like, oh, it was fun. And you'd be like, what do you mean it was,
motherfucker, we went skydiving.
I fought a lion.
Right.
I suplexed a gorilla and then got up and clotheslined a lion. And you said, oh, that was nice. Thank you. Like,
what?
Huh?
Like, why do you even?
I don't think, I've got a theory though. I don't think girls really like us. I think they like us like they, you know, like a man and woman, like, you know, like the opposite sex. But I don't think that they ever get with one of us and just be like, yeah, this is the perfect guy. It don't exist. Now, I can meet the perfect woman. It's about a 6-list item thing over here that you just put together.
And I ain't met a woman that matched all mine ever.
Well, I mean,
I think men are more. But you know what? No, I know some dudes mentioning, you know what I'm saying, our superstar. His fucking list and the superstar of another realm that we won't mention as well. Their lists are ridiculous too, though.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't say that men are more realistic when it comes to things, because I know some dudes that are unrealistic in that shit.
Oh no, I know. I'm not
unrealistic.
The outliers are crazy as hell. Yeah. And they just be.
But no, I know a lot of dudes that you gotta think though, it's getting worse to a certain extent for both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got men, now we have Instagram that I can constantly go see what the fuck I wanted.
Hey, I'm lurking right now.
We should talk about that. But no, but think about you constantly and you have to check yourself. Mentally, because if you're constantly inundated with that imagery, because you got to think when we were coming up, and we're at the beginning of this new shit, and we're at the tail end of the old shit. Mm-hmm. That's kind of how I look at our generation, our 5-year gap of people. You know what I'm saying? So we got people that, you know, we understand the old shit how it was before when we didn't have cell phones, we only had pagers, shit like that. We also understand the new technology movement as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to think if you were somebody inundated with Instagram models are dudes that's balling for a chick and things like that. You're like, well, shit. Think back in the day, though, you only got that on a music video that came on MTV for an hour.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now you constantly inundated with
now, I wouldn't even be excited about seeing a dope chick at school.
Back in the day, you did. You got excited about a new chick coming to school.
Yep.
You'd be like, oh, I heard some new chick in motherfucking English.
You probably already know she out here now with Facebook and all this stuff.
Because she didn't put it out there and somebody had tagged already. And she ain't, because she got a cousin is there or something. Or somebody that already put her out there. Or just in general. So what that's saying is I think the standards have increased. But I think the substance has decreased.
That's fair.
You know what I'm saying? So like, and I think the longer you stay in the game, the worse it can be for you too.
It depends. Cause you
if you don't play, I'm saying if you don't check yourself. Like if you constantly have checks and balances with your internal, you all good. But if you don't have any of that, then you
you
can get lost very quickly, like because then you can let a whole bunch of dope shit pass and you sitting out there.
I believe here's how I believe. And talk about all this with all the different dating and all the different scenarios where all that stuff plays out is that I got no problem. I don't have like the expectation of finding forever every time I meet somebody. Right. So I don't really care. You know, I mean, I'll ride it out and see what goes on. I'm in no hurry to get anywhere. You know what I'm saying? So the clock ain't.
Yeah, and don't be in a hurry.
Yeah, the clock ain't counting down, and you know, my heart
but
is.
But also,
still
you have a man's perspective on it.
No. I get it. This is just me. This is me. This clearly does not work for the other side. Yeah. You don't even try to bring this logic up. Yeah. But, you know. So I myself, my tactics are going to be aligned with my worldview. You know, it's just how it works. You know, I'm not going to be out here stressed out and all caught up and worked up because I don't have to be. You know, so I mean, it's just kind of how it is.
You can cut as soon as you want to cut.
Yeah, literally.
Cut bait. They cut bait. They cut bait.
Yeah, so I mean, you know.
What is one of your biggest turnouts for a woman?
Ooh, you can't hold conversation. If you just sit there and agree with what I'm saying and you can't, you know, add anything to it.
Or banter that.
Yeah. If I'm not learning anything from you, I'm always trying to learn something from everybody. You know, everybody's got something that I can pick up and put together into me. So when I go out with a girl and she ain't quite there, she's not a good conversationalist, I can't do it. Obviously, I'm sitting here doing this show. So, I mean, conversation is part of the game. It's what I do for a living. You know what I mean? It's just, you know, it's how it works. So if I can't have that, I'm not going to want to spend time with you. And if I don't want to look forward to spending time with you, you know, why are we even doing this? You just looking bad ain't enough for me. There's tons of those out there.
But that's the thing, though. That's an old player, though, talking on right there. You've seen everything.
Am I at old player stage almost? Not yet. I can't be yet. I got like 10 more years before I'm at old player status. I'm only 33.
No. You're not old player status, but you're a seasoned veteran.
Okay, yes. I will take that.
You're a seasoned veteran.
There's not a whole lot that's going to get thrown at me that I haven't seen before.
You are a seasoned veteran if you've been on a vacation with a woman.
Okay.
That's seasoned veteran status.
Okay.
And when you're in your 30s, most men in their 30s have been on a vacation with a woman.
Okay. Yes.
Single or not or whatever the situation is now, they have.
Yes.
And if you haven't by that time, no, then we need to talk on a different side. We need to do another type of podcast.
Yeah, we could do a tutorials podcast. Yeah. One-on-two level.
Yeah, I mean.
You should go on vacations with women. You'll learn a lot about a woman going on vacation.
Actually, you learn the most about a woman on the vacation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I would even venture to say make it a road trip.
I've never done that.
Never done a road trip?
I don't think I've done a road trip.
I've done a couple of road trips.
I think that I don't like road trips though. It's like as an entity. I can't be in a car for more than 3 hours.
Well, that you saying that as a seasoned veteran now. In the 20s, would you like that in your 20s too?
Well, like if some chicks, like I went on like sometimes like the AKAs would get in with us when we went to like a party at another school. You know,
you drive to, from St. Louis to Memphis or something.
No, I don't think so. Maybe girlfriend, ex-girlfriends. Maybe exes. I don't know.
I'm almost positive you probably went on a road trip to somewhere real quick. Chicago.
Maybe.
You know, Indianapolis, Memphis, drive down to New Orleans, you know what I'm saying? Something like that on some, you know, some dope shit. But I'm just saying in general, like, if you are dating in general now, in general, I would say, like, date to your... Because I won't say he was married, but he's like, well, how do you know you're ready? I'm like, dude, I don't know how the fuck you know you're ready to be married, man. You just know when the fuck you know. I can't tell you when you're ready.
Right.
Like, I cannot at all. I can't tell you, like, these are the... And I think it's some bullshit for somebody to even come to you and tell you these are the things you should be looking for to get married. Because every relationship is different. Every individual... There are so many variables to go into that science experiment that is what it, and also on top of that, maybe you don't need to be married to somebody for 5 years, 6 years. All that timetable bullshit motherfuckers you talking about. Well, shit, if I'm been with somebody for 2 years, they need to be marrying me. Fuck out of here with that. Because, man, if you're talking about spending a lifetime with a motherfucker, 2 years don't mean shit.
Mm-hmm.
In the grand scheme of what it is. And that's some societal bullshit pressure on women that's put on them. And I get it, though, because it gets them get them some kind of worth. But at the same time, if a motherfucker down for you, you can tell if a motherfucker down for you without fucking marrying you. It's how a motherfucker treats you on a day-to-day basis. It's how he's there when you need him. It ain't about motherfucking... A nigga can marry you with a piece, not no piece of paper, don't treat you like shit.
Mm-hmm.
That don't mean nothing.
There's an assumption, I think, a lot of times. The thing I had to get by was an assumption with dating that I was going to date this person, see how it went, and then just date somebody else, and then see how it went and see what I was like. And the world don't work like that. You know, if you had a good opportunity, take the opportunity. You know, you can always come back around to it. So, you know, that was the thing.
And the universe will pop you back around, because motherfuckers, if they're supposed to be with you, they'll be open when you're ready.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's not anything that I ever had any type of confusion about, you know, anymore, at least. I might used to think about it, but no, I got older and I got past that. I got past that in my 20s, you know what I mean?
Like,
you know when you're on some, you know when you're doing too much, you know when you're doing too little, so.
And you know when it's just kind of like, we don't know, it's kind of a different kind of situation, because I remember, shout out to, I am Roy, hashtag I am with Roy. Make sure y'all check the hashtag out. I am with Roy. Me and him used to always have arguments, man, because he is an old school kind of player. His parents from Arkansas, ex-sharecroppers, you know what I'm saying, the whole gym demo. So he expects certain things, though, and he'd be like, man, you are so free with the women you date, man. You just kind of all, like, I said, I'm a free type of dude like that, though. I'm not a dude that's going to be checking you for this, this, and that. I ain't got time for that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a part of his lexicon, though, so he doesn't feel that's a problem for him to be, like, expecting that. I don't expect that. Yo, like, if I'm rocking with you and you going to the club, I ain't going to be sitting. I may be like, oh, but damn. Anybody's going to be a little bit worried. But at the same time, I'm like, yo, if you come to the crib, it's whatever. Like, I really don't care about what the primer is. I care about the aftermath.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fair.
You know, and I think sometimes as men, though, we got to kind of let women be more free. You know what I'm saying?
You should absolutely. Here's the thing you can't do. You can't change anybody's decision about what they're going to do for themselves. Yeah. You know, so, I mean, what's going to happen is always going to happen. But if you really is out here doing work and you really out here doing the right things, and, you know, I think you got to look at dating as more than just events, too. You know, like that. You're constantly dating somebody if you date them. You constantly are dating them. You better look at this. Everything you do should be working towards whatever your goal is. Everything. Like, show some real initiative. And, you know, to women or men or whatever it is you're looking for, look at the people that are showing initiative. You know, people are showing initiative and they're actually giving effort. Think about how many times people ain't gave a fuck. You know, think about how many times, you know, you waited for somebody to give a fuck, you know, and they
still, or they give a fuck on their terms.
Yes, exactly. I mean, like, think about it. Here's the data's real simple. If you have two people giving reciprocal fucks back about each other, and you're smart enough to stop and recognize and realize that, you are in a good place. So you should probably cash in on that. And then you, too, may be happy with exactly what it is you're looking for.
This is a question I got for you. This is something the old place you tell me that's saying, I don't know if you talked about this before, but when it comes to a man, I've always heard, don't do nothing for a woman while you're dating them or courting them that you don't want to continue in the future.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I absolutely believe that. You got to date, like, in doses.
Yeah, like, don't be the nigga that be talk coming up there with, like, I'm going to look at flowers and a bottle. So if you ain't going to ride that and they ain't your demo to come up with that every month or every couple of months while y'all dating, don't do that.
Right.
Don't do that at all. Also, I heard a thing saying, don't do nothing for a woman more than 3 times, because then it's not a favor, it's an obligation.
Obligation. Yeah, that might be fair. That might be fair, too.
I 100% believe that, man. I actually tested that on my own relationship, though. I've been like, let me put these dishes up there, like, 3 times in a row. Like, and then I'm like, you gonna put the dishes up? Like, okay, yeah, because it becomes obligation, and because it's saying, like, oh, this is what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not gonna do it, don't do it. If you don't, that's no problem. You're willing to do it, and that's, you take care of your lady, whatever. But if you're not willing to do it, you know, some fake shit, like, that's not what I really want to do.
You're gonna get exposed.
And she will break up with you. Because that's what happens. Most of the time, what was that me you talking about that? Like, about I've never been broken up with?
How I always get broke up with?
Did we talk about that at the wedding?
I don't know. No, I don't think we talked about that. I don't think me and you talked about that.
No, we did. We talked about how, like, we don't get broke. Like, I've only been broken up with. I mean, I've broken up with them, but they really break up with me.
I don't know.
Maybe we talked about it on the show.
Yeah, we might have. I don't think I talked about it recently, so that's...
Yeah, because, like, I've never...
I always get broken up with.
Right, but I'm saying I've broken up with women knowing my mind, but I've never broken up with them, like, verbally, like, you, like, oh, okay, we'll figure it out, you know.
I've never done that, you're right.
The whole, like, sit you down, like... You know,
I've done it on the phone. I was playing PlayStation one time.
So you got you got your arm up like old school wise. You ain't got no headset because it's old school. So you got your arm.
Yeah, I got the thing crooked.
Yeah. So you ain't played the Daniel Jones or no girl though, or whatever.
No.
Even though it's a dope way to break up with a chick.
Yeah, if you got to break up with somebody, you might as well do it with some style.
That's the way you do it. You do it like that with the
Diamond. The beginnings and the ends of my relationship. The beginnings of the relationship had to do with me, and the ends of them got nothing to do with me. I don't remember the last time I got in a relationship via a sober, intentional conversation. It's usually been at the end of the night of kicking it, and I'm just...
Like, you want to be with me? Fuck.
Yeah, exactly.
Kristen, you want to be with me? Shit.
And then it works out.
Should have fucking fucked, man. I've been trying to... I'm down.
Who said this?
No, I'm just saying this.
Oh, I was about to say, I thought we were relaying...
No.
Somebody we know.
No. I'm just giving our general woman's turn. Because I know that's how dudes, you know.
Girls be getting... Girls be catching... Yeah, the last three relationships I've been in have been on the back of something like that. At least the last two.
Ooh.
Yeah, at least the last two. And it's not like I'm like pissy drunk or anything. But
just feeling yourself a little bit, getting, you know, a little bit emotional, you know. You know, motherfuckers don't want to admit that, a little bit emotional.
You got to get a little emotional. Here's the thing, struggle as a dude is with all that dating and all that stuff. You got to keep your emotions in check. You got to keep your heart three stacks.
Yeah.
Keep your heart.
And because I've also, like, and I always listen to older players, they tell me stuff though, man, because they give you some jewels and nuggets. And one of them is that most men aren't in love. Oh, well, they're not heartbroken. Their pride is hurt. That shit always stuck with me because it's more about... And when, it was... shout out to, one of my mentors and everything, Isaiah Pia. He told me, he was saying, like, man, when a chick break up with you or whatever, stop messing with you. Or you may stop messing with her, you want to call up and, like, I'm going to come through and chill. Whatever you feel like, whatever level you feel like you fucking with her on. You only feel the fucked up part, like, damn, she kind of fucked me over, is when she ain't trying to cohesively what you want to be down with. That means your pride was hurt. That wouldn't mean you're in love with her. And he said most dudes aren't in love, they're more in pride.
So I think that can be the case. I think it all just depends on how you really take to fostering out your emotions, though, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's all about how it is that you go about doing that. Like,
because, like, a dude don't get mad for until they mess with another dude, though.
I mean, so if you break up with your girlfriend, like, you've been with her forever, you probably...
Yeah, but no, but I'm saying, but, like, even then, if you break up with your girlfriend, though, she could have been dating nobody for 2 years, though, and you find out she dates somebody, you'd be like, oh, man, she broke my heart. I called, like, 2 weeks ago, though. I'm talking about just the arrogance of an ego and pride, though, that will just make you think that you, like, some chick fucked you over and she really didn't.
Yeah. You can feel like if you take entitlement on something. That,
yeah, like, you ain't mess with her in a grip, and you see her on the Instagram with a dude. You like, hey, I was gonna plug back in with her and shit, you know, and you know she gonna fuck with this other dude.
What if you messing with her heavy, and then you just it's like, hold up, what's going on here?
Nah, that's different though. That's different. I'm talking about when a dude is straight up like, man, I ain't fucking with motherfucking Karen, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with when I fuck with, you know.
And then she walk in the crib with another cat, you sitting there like,
oh shit, and then you clutching your pearls and shit. Right. Like,
you hugging yourself.
Oh shit, oh.
Is it cold in here? Is it just me?
I'm hurt myself. I'm hurt.
It's a little warm. I have
to get some air. You didn't give a fuck about Karen until you walked in with another
dude. And then you shutting the bar down.
Yeah, you like, man, you know, I'm going to roll out, man. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, you know I had a long... It's Friday, man. Nah, man, you know I had a long day.
I got to be at work in the morning. Like, but, bro, you don't work for 2 days.
Yeah, I thought you took off on Monday, man. Too.
You're on vacation next week.
You're on vacation next week.
No, man, I think I'm going to go ahead and go back to work, though.
You know you don't get those vacation days back.
I'm just going to go ahead and work through them vacation days.
You know what I'm saying? I'm heartbroken and shit, man.
You ain't even said nothing yet. Walked out. You ain't even shut the door behind you. You just walked out the house and just walked down the stoop, and then you ain't shut the door outside, and everybody can hear you outside.
throwing trash cans and getting angry. Meanwhile, she in there, dude fixing her drinks and rubbing on her back, and you outside, pissed.
Sitting there doing the Lenny Williams joint, though. I went by and I called her.
No, you sitting out there like Otis
Redding. Oh, shit. Sitting by the dock of the bay.
I know.
No, the worst I felt, though, the X, though, is that, so you've been to XO, right? You've been to XO. Anybody from St. Louis, y'all know what he's saying, though, but it was a corner. Remember the corner from that VIP to you going around? So my back is here, though. My ex's back is to the other side of the wall, and she wears glasses sometimes, though. She didn't have her contacts in. So literally, she did not know it was me at all. So I was in my feelings, dog, because even though we had broke up maybe 6 months. Mm-hmm. But the fact I'm sitting there, her homegirl's like, hey, what's up? Or whatever, who came to give me a hug or whatever. And then she had to fucking tap her like, yo, D right there. And she was like, she looked like, some people would be like, oh, she's bush. No, literally, her eyes were squinting like, oh, snap, what's up? Look, I didn't get off that wall because my feelings were so much like, she gonna fucking, she got her contacts in. Oh, she gonna notice I'm ready. So I stayed there and standing there next to that wall though, until she fucking can acknowledge me and everything. But that was my pride, though, because I stopped fucking with her though 6-7 months before that. You know what I'm saying? So, like, how can I really have any entitlement to that?
Yeah, that's true. But you still feel that, though.
Yeah, you feel it. You know what I'm saying? But is that a real... But my question is that a real feeling, or is that your pride and ego? Is the question.
I think it's both. Because one begets the other.
Yeah.
In a way.
And then I guess you kind of feel being played, though, too. Even though she wasn't talking to no dude, nothing. It was just the fact that... You know, she just out in these streets. Like, you're like, damn, she out her like this?
Mm-hmm.
Even though I've been, Lord knows what I've been on. Mm-hmm. Instead of upper to that point. And actually, you know what I mean? It makes you more fucked up. Because I was on a losing streak up to that period, too. I was on a dry spell up to that period, though, when I saw her. So I was riding hard after I broke up with her. And I had a little dry spell, and then I saw her.
And then it makes it worse. And then you got reverted. You got reverted on.
Yeah. So it makes it worse, though, that I had the little dry spill. You know what I'm saying? So if you had a situation like that, though, like...
I don't know. I mean, sometimes you just see folks... I feel like I'm selfish. I be feeling like I took a loss even if I ain't hollered at a chick forever.
No. I do... On the low, I do still. You, even though you be like...
But then I bounce back and I be like, man...
I'm doing dope.
What did I expect to... What was I going to keep all of it?
I'm going
to
tell you how my ego's so fucked up. I kept exes friends with me on Facebook for the day that I got married, just today. And I actually checked through all the likes to make sure that some of their friends clicked the like, so I know that they know about it. Though. That's how petty I am, no cheap. So I was going through like, okay. Oh shit, motherfucker Teresa clicked like on it. I know that shorty know though, and I know that shorty didn't see the picture.
You crazy, dog. You crazy as hell.
This is what I kept you as a friend for all these years. I ain't messed with old girls since 07. This one I kept you for a friend on Facebook for all these years.
You.
Right here. This moment.
I want that moment. I do enjoy that moment when
that
I
That moment
when
right
I stun,
there.
When I stun on them and then you'd be like, but then I also enjoy that moment when you'd be like, I hope y'all understand what's really going on out here. I hope y'all see what's happening.
What am I doing right now?
Living my life right now. Yeah, now that's your ego. That's your pride right there. That's everything.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, I ain't gonna stun on that situation like that and everything. Like, have I mentioned on the podcast that ex I had put me on her, like, her wedding page? Did I tell you about that person or did I talk about it on the podcast?
I don't think you told me about
it. But she talked about, like, I know she was talking about me on her wedding page, you know, how they met.
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah, so, like, she was like, I was getting over a breakup.
You like the man for real out here, though. You pull that out.
Yeah. So, I'm like, the situation was, it was a girl I was dating and everything, and, So the guy she met after me, she got married to. So I guess she was mad about me stopping to deal with her. She's like, I was getting mad over a breakup with my friends out of the bar. And, he was pretty popular and everything. And this other guy came in the bar, started talking to me and said, hey, you know, such and such and such and such. And I knew that I didn't know that he would be the one for me. And he helped me get over my breakup with him. And I'm like, I'm reading this shit. Because when my homeboy sent it to me, though, that's friends with her, though, and I was like, oh, wow, I'm on your wedding page, yo. But then my ego popped off like, word up? Like, I'm still there. I'm like, a part of me was like, I still got you.
I'd be like, I'm a man.
Yeah.
I'm
on right I now. Still got you.
I'd be like, I'm on.
But that was totally ego situation, though. With totally ego with that. But it was just some of those things that when men know, we got to constantly check our ego. And that's something that you have to, you know, and that's a lot to do, they say, with the patriarchy and, you know, hegemony and all those different things that we are constantly trying to, you know, evolve ourselves with over a time period and be better with as men over a long-term period. So you never had a situation like that, though, man?
No, I can't say I've had that.
I've had a situation in general. I'm trying to think. How many women? I think a lot of women know where their next dude ended up being. I wouldn't say that a lot of women know. I said I've had a nice amount of women I've dated that the next dude ended up, which is cool, which is dope. You know, I set them up for the big time, you know, all day, every day. So
you gotta be something like Mac to pull that off.
Yeah. We had to talk about you know, how long can you keep in touch your exes on another episode?
Oh, we talking about that next week.
Yeah, we can talk about the, like
how long can you keep up with your ex? I do have those.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's
talking about. We talk about kryptonite too.
Yeah, because once you know that you can't talk to it at all, though.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, you can't even be around her. You can't be around her at all.
Yeah.
Right? It's gonna reset the whole way that your life work if you spend time around this cat. No.
All right, man. We gonna get wrap it up. Let everybody know we hit you up at.
Yeah, man. If you have any direct inquiries that need to be made, or if you wanna go on one of these Bear Grylls style of impromptu outings with me, I'm out here. Hit me up on Twitter at CheapSeatFan.
Also, if you've never been out of town with a woman on a travel or vacation, you need to hit us up on hit us up in general.
We need to understand everything that we said wrong tonight, because I got the feeling we're gonna get fact checked on this one.
It's gonna be
it might even pass up how to put a crew together.
Yeah, I think so, because it's kind of a conscious show. We kind of came up with this one on the fly. So make sure you email us at straightolc@gmail.com, straightolc on Twitter, and as well Straight Outta Locats fan page. And we appreciate all the love. Make sure you keep sending us with emails, questions, thoughts for how we could, you know, different topics and ideas. And hopefully we can get, we're going to get some guests on soon. People have been asking us to get guests on, so we're going to get some other guests on soon, though. And I appreciate the love, though. See you on the next episode of Scenario. Peace.